Okay, we're going to get back to order here and have some fun. So we're returning to business, please. Let's take up that item, which is item 372.
Proclaim April 13th, 2016 to be a day of honor for Portland's first woman fire chief, Erin Jansens, in Portland.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to take a moment to recognize the outstanding and honor our fire chief, Erin Jansens, for her outstanding service and her many years of service to the city of Portland. She is set to retire at the end of this week. Well, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, which happens to be her birthday as well. And she has provided excellent leadership for the Fire Bureau and for the past almost 4 years that she's been chief. As was noted, she is the first female chief the city of Portland has ever had. Fire chief, and she has served professionally for 28 years in this field, and has really, reached the peak of her leadership, and has really helped the Bureau of Portland Fire and Rescue deal with the increasingly complex balancing act of responding to fires, but also dealing with the ever increasing, in fact, majority of calls now for emergency medical services. And she has continued to be an innovator in looking at ways that we can better serve the emergency medical side of the equation while still maintaining our commitment to be there to save lives and property when we actually have fires as well. And she has helped pioneer the use of rapid response vehicles, which are two-person vehicles that can respond to low-level medical calls rather than calling out the cavalry, so to speak. So I want to thank you, and we have a proclamation here, but just want to personally thank you. You've been a real catalyst for change in Portland Fire and Rescue, and I appreciate having the chance to have worked with you in the last almost 4 years. So thank you, and we have a proclamation that the mayor is going to read.
I'm happy to do that. It says this: whereas Portland Fire and Rescue has had a rich 132-year history protecting lives and property in our city, and whereas in 2012, Portland Fire and Rescue added a milestone to its rich history with the appointment of its first female fire chief, Erin Jansens. And whereas Chief Jansens brought a wealth of experience as chief, working at every level of the Fire Bureau, being promoted through the ranks of lieutenant, captain, battalion chief, deputy chief, and fire marshal. And whereas Chief Jansens has always pursued innovation and cutting-edge programs throughout her time with PF&R, from reinstituting the use of rapid response vehicles, to educating youth in after-school programs, to partnering with healthcare providers on a myriad of initiatives, Chief Jansens has embraced all forms of innovation and change. And whereas Chief Jansens has provided excellent leadership in carrying the Fire Bureau through Portland's challenging times, maintaining high levels of operation during record population growth and increased call volumes, and whereas the City of Portland would like to honor and thank Chief Jansens for her 28 years of service to our city. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby declare April 13th, 2016, to be a day to honor Portland's first female fire chief, Erin Jansens, in Portland, and observe all residents to observe this day and to thank her. Thank you, Erin. Before we give you a chance for rebuttal, others of us might want to add some comments to Commissioner Salzman. I've got this, and that is, any of us who deal with the leadership of organizations with strong traditions, I have some experience with that with the Fire Bureau and also with the Police Bureau, know that a change agent has to walk a careful line between honoring those traditions and supporting people's adherence to those traditions and making the change that you need to make. And I just really appreciate the way you've done that, not just that you have done that, but the way you've done it. You've always been a firefighter's firefighter. You've always stood up for the Bureau at every turn, but you've been willing to move things forward in the right way. And that's an art. I tried to describe it in those words, but I've seen you do it. And you'll be, in that sense, a very hard act to follow as well, because there's always a need for change as a society change, and that's been true for the Bureau and always will be, but you've done that very adroitly, and it's been noticed and appreciated by your mayor.
Mayor, may I say?
Yes, please.
Commissioner Fritz has noted on many occasions, and the mayor has also noted, that we have four current or former parks commissioners on this council. We also have four current or former commissioners in charge of the Fire Bureau. And so many of us have had the great honor, albeit for two of us very briefly, to work with the men and women who wear the uniform and provide such great service. I first want to say, Aaron, that it was an honor to serve on your interview panel and to learn about the many current challenges that the Bureau faced, and also to have a sense of how you stacked up against the other candidates. And as you know, when Commissioner Leonard appointed you, it was his view that I concurred that you were the outstanding candidate for the job following an extensive search. It's been an honor to work with you on a number of things. And in particular, while we don't work day-to-day as colleagues, I have worked with you during two weather emergencies where I've gotten to see the very best of you and the Bureau under difficult circumstances. I know that Hannah Kuhn would kill me if I didn't say something on her behalf, because you and Hannah and Bill share such a deep friendship. And it was actually a wonderful dividend for me that you would occasionally visit Hannah in my office, so I got to see you. But Hannah thinks the world of you, and I know that you and she have a deep and lasting friendship. And finally, I want to echo what the mayor said, because today we're really celebrating public service. And Lord knows, this is not the easiest time in our history to be in public service. We face a lot of headwinds. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. It takes a person of special grit and character to be successful in public service. And I think what you'll hear from all of us is that we have been honored to know you and to work with you. So thank you.
Well, I would like to say that it is, I'm very honored and I'm very humbled to be here before you today. And that it has been an honor to be your fire chief, and it has been an honor to work with all of you and all of your staffs. I have the utmost respect for all of you and your staffs, all of the people in the city that work so hard to make the city work, move the city forward, and advance the best interests of the city. I think that until people are up close and personal, they may not recognize or appreciate how much and how hard everyone works. And I want to say that I know that about each and every one of you, and I greatly admire and respect each of you, and it's been an honor, again, to be your fire chief. So thank you very, very much.
How many females were there in the Fire Bureau when you started?
When I started in 1988, there were three of us. We were all on probation. Well, there were three of us on probation at the time. By 1989, there were two of us. And then in 1990, there were three of us again, of about 800 men.
So I surmise that that in some ways was more challenging than being the first woman fire chief and entering a highly male-dominated environment and being the trailblazer who was able to do all of those physical tasks that I certainly would not ever have been able to do. That is part of your legacy in my mind, that having been one of those first three and succeeded and worked your way up to the top. And then I know that you have had significant challenges as a woman decision maker in our society, as I, as the seventh woman on the council, have also experienced. And this morning we had some direction to look at gender issues in our city bureaus. And I hope it's not another 132 years before we have another female fire chief. And I also hope that there is increasing awareness, not only within the Fire Bureau, also within the Police Bureau, also within some of the other very male, traditionally male-dominated bureaus, that women can and do as well or better, and that when we have women in authority, we have earned our way to be there, and that it will in the future be easier than in many ways it has been for you. So I wanted to acknowledge it's not only the honor of being the first woman chief, it's the honor of having worked your way up and been part of that groundbreaking trio. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a chance to give a speech to the Women in Transportation seminar. Of course, I touted the fact that we had a number of women in positions of leadership, not enough, but some significance. And, of course, a woman fire chief is a distinction still. But I said that actually what Portlandia was doing is reaching down and saying, come on up, sister, let's break that glass ceiling together. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your effort in doing just that.
Absolutely.
Chief, as Commissioner Fish said, some of us have been fire commissioner for a brief, very brief period of time. I think I was that for maybe 6 weeks, but it was an intense time because we were threatened with budget cuts and we were trying to figure out how to explain exactly how devastating it would be to start shutting down fire stations. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate the education you gave me on the Bureau in that short period of time. I also wanted to say that I really appreciate your support of the neighborhood emergency teams. Our NET folks are going to be very sorry to see you go and hope that you'll be back to support the NETs in some way in the future.
Very good.
Could we commemorate this moment with a photo with you and perhaps invite Amy to join us?
That would be great. Thank you.
Come on up, please.
Jerseys, that's probably the wrong word. Uniform.
Okay.